Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. Welcome back to day 9 of Sister Set in the Spotlight. Let's get started. The woman in the spotlight today just happens to be her birthday, February 9th. She was born in 1944. She was an author, and she became the first African-American woman to win the Pulitzer Prize for fiction for her novel, The Color Purple. None other than Alice Walker. Her quote is, "The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any." Now, this one kind of goes along with Kamala Harris's quote about wanting young women and girls to know that they are powerful and that their voice matters. It's a common thread that we have to remind women that their voice matters, that they're powerful, and that they can give up their power as well, just from mere thoughts, thinking that they don't measure up, that they're not worthy, they don't somehow have what it takes to be or do or say. So now, with this quote, "The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any." I think this quote aligns with The Color Purple, because when you think about The Color Purple, when you look at the characters, you had Celie. Celie did not think that she had any power. She didn't think she could do anything. And therefore, she went along with the status quo. Now, she noticed, though, that with other people, it was different. With Suge Avery, it was different. But she didn't see herself in the same light that she saw Suge Avery. To her, she was less than compared to Suge. Same thing with Miss Sophia. Miss Sophia was large and in charge. She was telling people what to do and how to do it, and you better not tell her or else. Celie didn't see herself as a Sophia type either. For some reason, Sophia knew she had power. But even in seeing somebody that, in her eyes, I guess, was a little bit more like her, like, she completely didn't see herself on the same page as Suge Avery. But Sophia is kind of like, well, wait a minute. Well, how is she? Exactly. Don't look at everybody else and analyze their situation and say and assume that, well, they've got this and they're like this because they're different. Sure, we're all different, but we all have value and we all have power. But the only time you don't have power is when you don't claim that power, when you don't acknowledge that power, when you kind of brush that power away and say, no, that must be for somebody else. That's not for me because I'm not a powerful type. No, that's not the case. Now, you may have to grow into your power. You may have to cozy up to your power, but it's there nonetheless. It's there waiting for you. So whether it's the power and strength that you need to go into your boss's office and ask for a raise, that's one of those things that women tend not to do. When you compare men to women in the workplace, men, they don't have a problem with saying, oh, wow, look at this job description here. Out of these 10 bullet points here, I've got 1.5. Oh, this is my job right here. I'm about to apply for this. A woman will look at that same thing and she'll have 9.5. And because she doesn't have all 10, she'll kind of shrink away and be like, oh, I don't qualify because that last one there, I'm only halfway to that. So, oh man, that would have been nice to get that job, but I don't qualify. No. We have power, but we have to acknowledge the power. We have to accept the power. And we have to use the power. Don't just acknowledge it and accept it and say, oh yeah, I've got the power. No, this isn't a snap song. You have to use it. So what's the bottom line here for this one? For this, what I want you to do, I want you to stop for a moment and create a mantra, something that you're going to repeat to yourself to remind yourself that you have power. And not only that you have the power, but you're not afraid to use it. So it could be something that simple. I have power and I'm not afraid to use it. And you remind yourself of that. If you have to put it on a sticky note and put it on your mirror in the bathroom, every day when you see it, you say it, you look at yourself in that mirror and you smile at yourself, reminding yourself that you have power and you're not afraid to use it. Now, here's where you have to find that courage to use it. The next step is, I want you to use the power. Now, baby steps. I'm not saying to go from 0 to 80 in 2 seconds flat. It can be something as simple as speaking up to ask for something, you know, not anything major, but something that maybe you typically wouldn't ask for. And then, you know, try something bigger. And then if you eventually get to the point where you think that you feel strong enough to go to your boss and ask for a raise, do that. Now, make sure you do your homework. Don't just go in there and be like, yeah, I've got power. I'm not afraid to use it. I'm going to go in here and I'm going to ask for a raise. No, you have to do your homework when you go ask for a raise. So you have to know like what you do and how much you currently get paid, but what other things that you also do that if you went someplace else, you would be getting paid more than what you currently get paid. So you're kind of playing the idea that, hey, I know my worth. You clearly don't because you're not paying me my worth, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to rectify that situation. And if you choose not to, then, you know, you may not know in the moment right now, but I know that I'm going to start calculating my exit and find something else in a place where my worth is recognized and I'm being compensated in that same manner. So, the quote again, the most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any. Your goal is to get that thought out of your mind. You have power.